One halakha in Hilchot Shabbat. The question is it permissible to use a crock pot for Shabbat? Which means you'll plug it in obviously before Shabbat on Friday, you fill it up with the food, the chulent they say in Yiddish, or the hamin that we call it, and you leave it cooking throughout the whole Shabbat. Is it permissible to use such an apparatus? Well, some of the questions that would come out here is hatmana, for starters. Hatmana means insulation. The problem of insulating food on Friday with an insulation that adds heat. Now, the way some crock pots are, the prevalent one that's used is you have a mechanism on the outside and you insert a pot inside it. So it's being surrounded by the heating mechanism. You drop it in. So would that be a problem of insulating? And of course you have coils and heat, so it's an insulation that's adding heat. It's called hatmana bedavara mosif haval, and that's really forbidden on Erev Shabbat. So that would put the whole use of a crock pot in question. Even though, again, you're not cooking on Shabbat, you were talking about on Friday where you're setting it up. But even on Friday, Hachamim forbade insulating food with something that would add heat to it. Rabbi Sheinberg, may live and be well, has a teshuvah on it. Also, this was discussed by Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha. And they both came out that there is no problem of hatmana on a crock pot, for the reason that this is a way of cooking. A crock pot is used for cooking. Slow cooking, but cooking. Hachamim did not gozer on insulating only on types of situations where the food is in a place where it's not being cooked, so to speak, and you're insulating it, you're keeping it hot. But if that's the way you cook, if that's derech bishul, for example, a pot cover, they weren't gozer hatmana on normal ways of cooking if that's the way you normally cook. So since the crock pot, that's the normally you cook, that's the way it's done, so therefore there is no gezerah of hatmana. Furthermore, according to the Sefaradim, the insulation has to actually be touching the pot that you're insulating. On a crock pot, the sides are not touching the mechanism, and even the bottom of the pot is not hitting the bottom. Test it out yourselves. Put something on the bottom. Put some oil on the bottom of the crock pot. Insert and take it out. You won't see oil on the bottom of your insert. So you see it's not touching. It's just being suspended. Therefore, the halakha, from a hatmana standpoint, it is permissible. However, you have to keep in mind, just very quickly, that if you're going to use it, you must either put the food in totally raw before Shabbat, or at least half cooked. Again, totally raw before Shabbat, you plug it in, you start it, or half cooked, which we'll discuss at another time.